Number 15, the Bond Store. The Bluestone Bond Store was built as a custom store in 1835, with Baltic pine and stone recycled from the ballast of early sailing ships. This is where the ships would dock and all the supplies suitable for a gentleman's country estate were unloaded and stored before being carted to the chief agent's residence at Highfield House. After serving as a store for many years, it was subsequently used as a bacon factory and, in more recent times, a grain store, part of which is still evident in the building today. Meg recalls the clatter-clatter of the big grinding machines as the grain was fed in. Look closely at the rendering. The lime was made from shells brought from Hunter Island in the old trader, the Prince of Wales. Look out over Little Wharf at the Tuff, the molten volcanic rock that hardened millennia ago to form little rock pools where young Meg used to paddle and catch shrimp and periwinkles for tea. Old-fashioned postcards tucked in Meg's scrapbooks read, "Happy days on the sands at Stanley," with pictures of families boating and girls paddling in pinafores, collecting the tiny white shells that were used to edge their mother's milk jug covers. Meg and Lynn once rafted across the bay from here to Black River Beach to gather shells, but found footprints of the Tasmanian tiger instead. Lynn rushed back to fetch a camera and rafted the bay again while Meg waited for him on the shore. The photograph they took keeps their hopes alive that the Tasmanian tiger, last seen in captivity in 1936, might still survive, wily in the wild.